This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Harold Geller. Harold, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Harold, who are you and what do you do?
I am Chief Growth Officer of AdID. AdID is a joint venture of the American Association of Ad Agencies and the Association of National Advertisers. We are the registration authority for advertising assets across all media platforms.
Great. What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
So the biggest challenges in rights management are the general availability of rights metadata. I certainly think that the advertising industry has done a great job in terms of negotiating rights across platforms. And I think that rights in the advertising space is somewhat different than rights in long-form content in that we're looking to where the authority is in terms of in one geography across platforms. We've been successful in making the issue one that is top of mind. The challenge is making that data available as to what can be done where and building standardized methods for that data to become available. Successes are that we have actually built those things into negotiations. We've built rights management into negotiations. The challenge is being able to transmit that and have the rights metadata available to those who need it at time of transmission.
What is changing with rights management or needs to change?
So as I said in the challenges, what needs to change is there needs to be an awareness that rights metadata must be readily available. The schemas for that rights metadata must be accessible, must be ubiquitously adopted and available. They can't be inside of individual vendor silos. We've learned that today when it comes to advertising, we have a tremendous amount of challenge as we see more and more video advertising moving to platforms that are other than television. So we look at online, over the top, mobile. We need to be able to repurpose content easily and seamlessly. That's got to change. Those are areas that currently vendors see as unique selling propositions for their tools, and that must be part of the standards ecosystem and is an important element of the interoperability in our space.
What advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
Read up on interoperability. Understand that interoperability in other sectors, whether we're talking about consumer packaged goods, whether we're talking about pharmaceuticals, whether we're talking about publishing, though there are some really excellent success stories in interoperability that we can apply to rights management in the advertising and media entertainment space. Without good interoperability hygiene, I like to call it interoperability hygiene or interoperability practices and procedures. As an industry, media entertainment is going to continue to depend upon monopolistic practices, very closed silos, and the kinds of innovation that is possible may end up becoming stunted if we don't do a good job with interoperable systems, and particularly as it relates to the management of rights for content across platforms.
Harold, where can we find more information about rights management?
I actually believe that in the media and entertainment space, there is not a lot of good information out there about rights management. Certainly, people can go to the SAG-AFTRA website and take a look at the way that SAG-AFTRA and the Joint Policy Committee on Advertising have negotiated their agreements for cross-platform, but understand that that metadata relates to that is very much inside of proprietary silos and housed with individual vendors. So I think taking the SAG-AFTRA agreement and looking at some of the best practices in rights management and interoperability are certainly a great place to start in media entertainment.
Well, thanks, Harold.
A pleasure. Thank you, Henrik.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.